Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children around the world, bringing them stories of other children around the world and adventures that make their life all the more fantastic and thrilling. Life is so wonderful, so filled with joy and peace and harmony, because that's what it's all about. Sitting there before me is Emily, who is 3, and Brenda, who is 10, and Paul, who is 7, and Mark, who is 5. My goodness sakes, all these 4 wonderful children. Well, Emily, I see you got your nose in there first. What's going on? Well, Mr. Candle, oh, you're here. Yes, I'm here, Emily. Mr. Candle, did you know that my dad is God? Well, Emily, I'm so happy you told me. Why do you think your dad is God? What sort of father do you have? What does he do that makes you think that he's God? Well, Mr. Candle, every time I have a question, my dad says, all right. Now, what do you think is the answer to that question, Emily? And I'm only 3 years old. But I'm a very smart girl because my dad is God. Okay, Emily, what does Brenda think about that? Brenda, you're 10. What do you think? Do you think your dad is God? Yeah, Yeah, I always thought that. Paul, you're 7. Do you think your dad is God? Yeah, I know my dad is God. I know it. And Mark, you're 5 years old. Do you think that your dad is God? No doubt about it. All right, kids, let's see why you think your dad is God. Now, Brenda, you're the oldest. Maybe you can give us a couple ideas of what God does and what your dad does as God that makes you think that he's God. Well, my dad loves me very much. And he always tells me, Brenda, you are a very brilliant girl. Brenda, you are a very wonderful girl. Brenda, you are a very nice girl. You're always loving. You're unconditionally loving. You love everybody without any condition. You have no judgment about anybody. You just love everybody. Well, why would you think that him saying that makes him God? Well, only God could see me doing that, and only God could see me like that. And if my dad sees me like that, he has got to be God. Because he sees all the good in me, and he sees all the brightness in me and the wonder in me. Well, Brenda, that's pretty wonderful. Emily, do you think that's true? Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. And Paul, you're 7. Now, what do you think about that? What makes you think you can say that your dad is God? Well, my dad talks a lot, and he shares at the table, and he shares with Mommy and the rest of us, and he always comes in with beautiful things. He always comes in with happy things. My dad is a happy God. My dad is an intelligent God. My dad tells us things that only God could know. He tells us things about who we are that only God would know. He says, do you know what he says? Well, I'm listening. Tell me, Paul, well, what did your dad say? He said that Mark is a master consciousness. Well, what in the world does that mean? Well, Mr. Candle, don't you know? A master consciousness is one who at all times thinks beautiful and good thoughts, who knows how to live in the now and be happy right this minute not waiting for something to happen later, not making something happen in somebody else's world, but in their own world right now, living there. My goodness, that's a very brilliant attitude. Where did you get the... My dad told me that. Your dad surely is on top of it. Dad, my dad's God. That's why he knows all these things. That's why he does all these things. Okay, now, Mark, if you're the genius and you are the master, what have you got to say about your dad being God? Well, Mr. Candle, I don't usually talk too much about it. I just live it. Now, I know my dad is God. That's no problem at all. But, Mr. Candle, I am God, too. You're God? Mark, you're God? Oh, Mark, a lot of people in the world would think you're kind of silly to say that. Well, that's their problem, Mr. Candle. I know my dad says that we are all God, and we are all the creation of God and the expression of God and the life of God, and that we are God. And everything we do is beautiful and good. Everything we do is thoughtful and loving. Everything we do is filled with joy and filled with right action and filled with good. Yeah, that's what my dad says to us. Does your dad really say that to you, Brenda? Yes, he does. Do you really think that your dad is God? Well, I think, Mr. Candle, sometimes the world has an interesting way of looking at God. And my dad and my mom, they teach us to look at God as an allness and an isness. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, kids, you got the big words there. What do you mean, allness and isness? Well, God is not a man. God is not a person. God is not an object or something that we think about. God is the all. God's like the air we breathe. God's like the sun shining in the sky, bright for everyone, everywhere, but yet not limited to the sun. God is eternal wisdom, eternal knowledge in everybody. And that's who God is, and that's who my dad is. That's who my dad is. Brenda, you're pretty definite about that. Emily spoke up and said, Mr. Candle, I'm 3 years old, and I know my dad is God. Well, Brenda, how do you know, excuse me, Emily, you're Emily, right? Yeah. Emily, how do you know that your dad is God? Because, Mr. Candle, I am God too. Ho, ho, ho. You, Emily, are God too. How do you know you're God, Emily? Because there's nothing else in the entire universe, in the entire allness there is, that we can't even describe. Everything in the allness is God. And I'm in the allness. That's right, Emily, you are in the allness. Do you like being there? Oh, yes, I do. And what do you think when you're in the allness, Emily? Well, I think that I'm a nice person first. I'm a happy person. I have everything that makes my life happy in my own thinking, in my own way. Every person around me is a wonderful, beautiful, fantastic person because I created them that way. And all of my friends are my creation, and I am their creation, and we are all one, and we have a lot of fun. Emily, I don't know many philosophers or many psychologists or many educators or many people of great discipline and learning who could say it any better than you do. Well, my dad teaches me. Emily, you're precious. You are so precious. Your dad teaches you. What does your mom teach you? Is your mom God too? Well, of course. Do you think that dad would be associated with anybody who wasn't God? Well, no. You think we would be born of anybody who was not God? Well, never thought of it that way, but I guess not. And Mark said, I know that we're God. I know that all is God, and I know that I am God, and I know that the world is wonderful and good and very good because that's the only kind of thoughts I have in my mind. And you know, everywhere I go, I don't tell people I'm God. I just act that way, act beautiful and good. And everywhere I go, people say, Mark, you're wonderful. You're just a beautiful mind. You're a very thoughtful boy. And I say, thank you. And I go on being a thoughtful boy. I don't expect them to say praise of me or wonder of me any more than I do of myself. But you know, Mr. Candle, I'm happy that way. And just then, the children's mother and father walked into the room, and the children said, hey, Mom, Dad, we're talking to Mr. Candle. See, he's burning on the candlestick holder on the bedside table there. And say hello to Mr. Candle, Mom. Say hello to Mr. Candle, Dad. Say hello. Well, hello, Mr. Candle. How are you? It's good to see you. I know you're perfect. I know you're perfect. We're all perfect. Do you know, Mr. Candle, you coming into our life have made it so easy to learn and understand some great and fantastic philosophical truths that make us have a happy life. Well, anything I can do to help, I'm there to do it. Mr. Candle, you are wonderful. Mr. Candle, we always have you on the bedside table of each child in his own room. But Mr. Candle, yes, 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 yes. Mr. Candle, yes. My wife and I have you on our bedside table too. And we talk to you every evening. And we say, Mr. Candle, thank you for the brightness you bring into our life. Thank you for the joy you bring into the life of our children. Thank you for being you, Mr. Candle. We love you, we love you, we love you. And Mr. Candle blushed even in the firelight that he was. And he said, well, how about that? Thank you very much. And the children shouted with joy, we too, Mr. Candle, we too, we love you, we love you, love you. Oh my goodness, this is truly a wonderful home for me to visit. A wonderful place for me to come and see children expressing what they have learned from their parents, from themselves. And the learning, the revealing of who they are has just begun. It has just begun. And they are good and very good. Oh, boys and girls, look it out the window there. There comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his bag of pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it on you and give you happy, happy dreams. Now, come on, give your mommy and daddy a big hug and kiss and leap into bed, pull the covers up, and say, good night. And Mr. Sandman will sprinkle the pixie dust on you, and you'll have happy, glorious dreams. So, boys and girls, until next time, this is Mr. Candle saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.